Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
It's as simple as, you don't have an idea of what the future holds. God is going to raise you one day to be the group manager of a company. Blah, blah, blah. Your life will change. Somebody came to apply for the post of security, this, that. They were trying to even, let's check this person up. You check the person on social media. You now open the DM and saw that 10 years ago, you sent the person DM asking for urgent 2K. Desperation can take you out of the original purpose. I was stolen away out of the land of the Hebrews, and here also I've done nothing that they should put me here. Whatever you can do to help me, this, that. Look at verse 16. When the chief baker saw that the interpretation was good, he said unto Joseph, in my own dream too, this, that. And he told him his own interpretation. They will cut off your head. Let me ask you a question. Are you ready for my question? Before I ask you the question, let me give you a background. There are some of you that if you try 200 times to japa, it won't work. And it is not enemy of Father's house. It is destiny. Because the design, the kind of destiny you carry, is not the one that can be smuggled into any country. When you come, kings must be waiting because of the size. When it is heavy, sometimes it looks like it is slow. I want to insist that there are people you don't know that in another 2-3 years you'll be together as colleagues. They only went ahead of you into limelight, but you are not being left behind. I've entered places. And they'll be like, my God, Apostle Lazarus, so good to see you. So, we have Apostle Lazarus in our midst, my God. And that's not my first time of coming there. I came years back in a different version. Now I'm back in another version. Listen and listen very well. The same doors you knocked that look like, who are you? I'm telling you, there are people that practically we have met before. Practically. Either I was trekking by the side of the road, I saw them do something. We have met before. And now we are meeting again, and they are like, my God, what an honor. I don't owe you the duty of saying I've been here before. I even came there with palm sanders that day. I will also write. I'm so glad to be here. So good to see you. Because
The one that came before and the one that is here now, they are two different people. Indeed, I'm a first timer. Joseph wanted to come out. He needed the favor of this guy. But that's not God's route. Favor is powerful. Favor is beautiful. Favor is brilliant. But favor has limitations. Let me give you an instance. The highest David can do for me, people say true favor, is to make him eat by the table. That's as far as he gets. If this guy should answer the plea of Joseph, where do you think Joseph will apply? Because bring me out, please, let me talk. Once he comes out, he will also apply. Can I even get a job as one of those serving in the palace? The same Joseph, the one who is the next after Pharaoh. Pharaoh said, it is only a matter of the throne that I'll be higher than you. That same guy could have settled to be serving where? At the palace. Listen, there are people that will not favor you, and it is not their fault. It is what you represent. So forgive them. In case you already hold somebody in your mind, why didn't they this? Why didn't this person favor me? Why, look at this? I was in need. And person no answer. Relax. It is so that God alone can take all the glory. Because the route through which God designed for Joseph to emerge is a route that when he comes out, even the chief butler and his former employer will say, well done, sir. How do you think Potiphar's wife will be looking at Joseph when he became prime minister? She will regret the day she lied against him. See, the reason why you keep fighting those who hurt you in the past is because you have not seen the future. You keep going back to the past. You keep sharing the stories. Yeah, 2000 and this. I was this place. They did it because you have not shifted. Your past is still as painful as it is because you are still there. When you shift, the only thing you can do about the past is to thank God for it. Thank God for those who hurt us. Thank God for those who did this. As long as Joseph was in prison, he can't thank God for his brother selling him. You'll be angry. If they didn't sell me as a slave, I would not be here. If they didn't sell me as a slave. But he became grateful the moment he became a prime minister. Everything will soon make sense. Sometimes it doesn't make sense in the middle. Sometimes it doesn't look like it will ever make sense. Sometimes it doesn't look like God. You see, God is a master builder. And when you are building, there is a point in the building that everything looks disoriented. Cement here, water here, block here. You are wondering, does this person have a vision? Your life is a building. And you might be at the phase where there's water, there's cement, there's this. You are wondering, God, can you still have a plan for a life like this? Is it? Can you still make anything out of my life? Can a guy who is struggling to even come out of Ife become a prof? A guy who is saying, even if it is past, let me... Can that guy later become the VC of the same school? Can a student who has been rusticated build the biggest lecture theater for the same school? Sometimes... It doesn't look, what is happening now and the future that God seems to be talking about, they don't look like they can ever meet. But God is the wisest builder. When it starts, sometimes it looks like he's not wise. It looks like, is there any hope? But the Bible said there is hope for a tree, though it be cut down. If the storms remain in the head, at the scent of water, to spring back to life again. There are some of you seated here that you are still in that category of, and this is what your 2023 has been, can you please do me a favor? Please help me. What can you do for me?
But not again.
I said not again. I said not again. Let me ask you a question. Which of these testimonies do you prefer? My house rent has expired and the landlord was on my neck and God sent somebody, he blessed me with the money. Or I just paid the rent of 10 other students. Which do you prefer? Speak loud and clear. You won't believe. I didn't have transport fare to go to church. I didn't have transport fare. But as I was standing outside, God just touched the heart of Sister Mary. She just came to give me 500 naira. I want to give God praise. God is mindful of me. And then I place a bus outside to drop students in different locations. Which do you prefer? Is the first one not favor? Is the first one not favor? Favor is not God's original design. It's a makeup plan for something that goes wrong. Favor is a makeup plan. As beautiful as it may seem, it is a makeup plan. You guys are going to get something this morning. Okay? Sit down for a while. Now I'm getting into my teaching. Let me ask you a question. How many of you want the healing anointing? Put your hands down. How many of you want to be healed this morning? If you want to be healed, it's because there's an aspect that needs healing. Let me ask you a question. Being healed from cancer and not even having it at all, which do you prefer? So are you saying that as powerful as healing is, you prefer health? So it means healing was not an original design. It came to place because something went wrong. Let me give another illustration. What do you prefer? The blessing or a miracle? You are not answering well. You won't believe what was happening. As we're driving between Lagos and this, some boys double crossed our car as they carried me. That's like taking us out bush. And suddenly there was thunder and this. And driving safely, nobody even double crossed you. Which do you prefer? Some dimensions are a sign that something went wrong. There is something higher than favor. We bless God for 2023. We bear testimonies like, I was broke, God sent somebody to help me. Enough is enough. Because when they come, you will say, God has blessed me already. When the king of Sodom wanted to bless Abraham, Abraham said, don't bring anything. Say less, they will say they have made Abraham rich. Pastor Christian Kilume shared a story. That's why I want you pastors to listen. They went to, from Benin, the church side in Benin. They went to worry. A pastor promised them, a politician said, I'm going to sponsor your ministry. I'm going to this, that. So he and the entire team, they will travel from Benin to worry every time. The man will not pick their call. When they get to the office, they will wait and wait all day. The same Pastor Chris Oyakilome. Indeed, there are things you only beg for because you can't see the future yet. I shared this story with you before. When we got to Ibadan, in that same street where the church is, two buildings from the church, there is a complex, shops. We went there together. We wanted them to give us those shops for us to do church. When was this? January 2020. Just give us the shop. In fact, we are going to join the shops together so we can. Then they give us the price for the shops that we want to join together. Everything was 630,000 or so. It was too much. We could not afford it. I was looking at that. Are you trying to mock us? This is just a church that wants to start in the Ibadan. We passed in front of our current facility. I did not even look at it. Because, I mean, why should I look at it? I'm saying there are things you are not seeing because you think they are not yours. And they exist. You won't miss them. It looks like I'm in the wrong church. You won't miss them. I say again, you won't miss them. When you drive into Ife, there are properties you don't know exist. Because what you are looking for is not property but a kiosk. Somewhere we can manage. But I see God shifting your vision. I'm telling you, there are things you are not aware they exist. Because they are not in the range of your need. Meanwhile, you need them. You know, sometimes you don't even know what you need. Sit down for a moment. I heard this story from Pastor Nkechi. Pastor Nkechi. And she spoke about the fact, the time she herself and her husband got married. And they traveled to Morocco, Casablanca, precisely, for their honeymoon. The husband was working as an engineer in Morocco. And when they were going to lodge in an hotel, the only hotel that was available was ramshackled, was bad, was a bit smelly. They could not cope there. And it was around the festive season that all hotels are booked. But she said somehow she just insisted, we can't stay here. And the owner of the hotel was laughing that people that will take this place will come in now. So don't you can go. And we can bet you can't find any other hotel available because this is the festive season. And they left. And true to it, they drove every hotel. Was fully booked. They're asking themselves, honeymoon night, is it going to be inside the car? Where are we going to sleep? So eventually, they saw a very beautiful building in front. And they were checking. Could this be an hotel? So they drove in. And lo and behold, it was a brand new hotel that they were opening that night. And as they drove in, they saw them opening it. And they said, well, we're a couple. We want to take this place. And they said to them, you are the first customer that will be taking this place. So as a bit of our appreciation, take it for free. The best in Casablanca. So she said, as they entered the hotel, everything, cha-cha, nobody has used before. Compared to the terrible one. Said, and she stood at the balcony of the hotel and she looked at that other one where the man said you can't find something else. Receive the boldness to reject what is just enough. And the audacity to press into what is more than enough. I have come to open your eyes to one thing. The reason you feel what you are going through is frustration is because you don't know who you are. It is not frustration. It is God saying, you are more than this. What you are asking for is not what I want to give you. Yes, you are asking for something, but this is not all there is to my majesty. I'm telling you. If you ask Joseph, could he have believed that his own exit from the prison is more glorious than these guys? Sit down for a moment. Are you aware of what do you think will happen to Joseph after that guy got out from prison? The guy did 2 extra years without remembering him. If they had called utter call for those who are being haunted by enemy of father's house and mother's house, don't you think Joseph will come out? Huh? That my life is finished. Near success syndrome. Sometimes it is not those things. It is just that there's something God is building and you are not at that point yet. Sometimes you honestly don't have problems. There are times that people have, but there are times that you actually don't have problem. You have not just gotten to that point where what God has designed is waiting. Sometimes the girl you are asking out that is joking with you, it is not her you marry, it is her mentor. And let me say vice versa too. Sometimes the boy you want to kill yourself over. It's just me in my heart.
It is not him. It is the boss.
Let me share a story with you. A guy broke a girl's heart, a soldier. They had planned marriage, everything. On the wedding day, he absconded. The girl was in a mess, crying, this. He ran away with another girl. Years later, another man took interest in her. She picked herself up, got healed, married the man. About 4 or 5 months after they got married, the then military head of state picked the man she married and made him the state governor, the military governor for Lagos State. Guess who they use as the one that will be carrying the bag? The boy that broke her heart. Sometimes all the tears is because you actually don't know who you are. And I've come to tell you that is the truth. Many of you here don't know who you are. Ife will be proud that somebody like this once lived here. And 2 years after, it was no longer those boys that now had a dream. It was the head of state himself. You have solved the problem of those who can't lift you. But you are entering a season where you will solve the problem of those that in their hands, God has designed liftings. Listen to this. You will only be rewarded at the level of the problems you solve. Please understand what I'm saying. Sit down for a while. Maybe if I need to come out in plain terms, I am saying in 2023, 2024, it will no longer make sense to say that, my father, my house rent is finishing, send an uncle, let them come. No! Being blessed is better. Which do you prefer now? This person is sick to the point of death. Ah, she should not die. And having health, which do you prefer? Some testimonies are a proof that we allowed something go wrong. I've said this before, and I've said it again. I am aware that in Sphere of Light Church, Ife, God is raising unlikely giants. I'm aware. You are getting more than just a degree from Ife. You are getting more than a degree. God is raising you. And that's why I'm teaching what I'm teaching. You will not need the kind of favor you have been crying after. God will link you to the topmost echelon himself. It's just getting started. Sit down for a moment. And the next thing we saw, Genesis 41. Pharaoh himself dreamed a dream. The Bible said there was no interpreter that could be found in the whole of Egypt. They got all the astrologers, all their man. Nobody could interpret. And they knew. And do you know the reason why nobody could interpret? Because they know that they can't lie to him. If they lie to him, their head can be cut off if he finds out. So everybody prefer to say, we don't know. Huh? But meanwhile, there is somebody in the prison who wanted to be smuggled out. And if he had been smuggled out, he probably would have escaped Egypt. Huh? He probably would have escaped Egypt. Sometimes the place you want to run away from is the place where God wants to use you as a leader. Say, Egypt is a toxic environment. I want to jump out from Nigeria. When you were born in Nigeria, life is already against you. Meanwhile, there's an ordination. And the ordination is in this same country. You are going to lead social and social sector. So you are not permitted to be among those that will run away.
I know some of you don't like I'm speaking against Japa. Say my visa is in progress. If God's plan for you is here, there's nowhere you are going. We are in this together.
You didn't say amen.
Amen.
That amen didn't go to my right.
Amen.
I didn't hear it at the back.
Amen.
Many people have jackpot to where their future partner does not exist.
Amen.
They are struggling. That's the fact. God will give them sand and clay. Yeah, since you took yourself there, mold your own. And you see people that are complaining, the boy is not fine, the girl is not fine. Imagine the one you will mold. They will use the person for all of him. And even cameraman will leave camera and run.
Pharaoh sent for all the magicians. He sent for all the astrologers. Pharaoh told them, but Bible says there was none. God is about to use you to do what no one else. What no one else. If what you are doing is what every other person can do, your life can't be special. You can sing. Any other person can sing. But there's something called the mark of difference.
God is placing something on your life that just one limelight is enough.
One manifestation is enough. One opportunity to come out is enough. God is placing something on your life that the nations of the earth will begin to ask, who is this?
Amen.
When people begin to ask, who is this person? It's a sign you are getting something right. Meanwhile, you've always existed, but at a level of visibility. There is a change. I say there's a change. I say again, there's a change. I say again, there's a change. I say again, there is a change in the name of Jesus. So the one who is graced to do what they couldn't do has been in the prison. But it matters that the problem is designed to solve comes to the uppermost chamber in the town, in the land. You have solutions, but you need the right people with the right problem.
Sit down for a while.
Huh? Do you understand what I'm saying? The same problem you have been solving and no reward. If you solve that problem for the right people, you'll be amazed at the result.
Oh yes.
If the right person hear your message, they say, who is this person? Imagine just receiving a call this morning and say, I heard that guy, Pastor Dare Davis, say, who is he? Say, he's in Ife. Say, my God, he blessed me. He blessed me. Can I get their ministry account? And you hear somebody wants your ministry account, you're even reluctant at all. They will just send all these 5K, 2K, and no problem. And they say, actually, not Naira account, dollar account. Say, eh? Okay. And I mean, you are surprised. Okay, but we don't have, but my friend, you have a dollar account, just borrow us. And the fellow said, ah. Say, what was happening? Say, ah. Somebody sent something to your ministry to my account. Ah. How much? $100,000. You don't need to listen to what I'm saying. I'm saying the same thing you have been doing. If you do it before the right audience, it will look like you just started. The same songs you have been singing, the right ear needs to hear it. The same problem you have been solving, the right person needs to have the problem. See, the issue is that you are praying to be a solution. Solution suggests that there will be a problem. It is important that the right people have the problem. When it comes to lifting, the day you'll be lifted, you actually don't have to do anything different. It is the same thing, but before different audience. Do you understand what I said? When it comes to lifting, I stand before God to tell you, you don't actually have to do anything different. Jesus picked the Bible to read Luke 4:18 according to his custom. But that day, the eyes of all them that hear him were fasting on him. The same thing, sir. You know, recently people have been asking all over the country, who is this man? My God, how come I'm just discovering this man? I have been like this for the past 13 years. But there's a shift. There's a shift. I'm saying you don't have to do extra on the day of your lifting. The same thing, sir. But the right people. Can I give you a minute? It doesn't look like you care. Maybe a minute to ask for the right audience. Maybe a minute to ask for the right observer. Maybe just a minute. Maybe just a minute. Who knows? Maybe just a minute. Out of my belly shall flow rivers, rivers of living water. Yeah, yeah. Out of my belly shall flow rivers, rivers of living water. Ooh. Out of my belly shall flow rivers, rivers of living water. Amen. Sit down for a while. Let me digress a bit. Dear believer, let me beg you in the name of Jesus Christ. Never let anyone convince you that praying about the prosperity of God upon your life is a way of being materialistic. Never allow anyone deceive you that something that is a package in Christ for you is a way of being wrong when you ask for it. There are certain dimensions that you can never operate in as long as you are small. See, when you are with the wrong people, you will feel you need extra. When you are with the right people, you know you are just enough. The same girl, around the wrong guys, nobody is seeing her. But one day she will pass in front of somebody and the person will scream, what were others watching that this person is still single? Your problem is not delay. You just need to walk before the right people. That's all. You are what somebody has prayed for all their lives. But listen, this is the point where we are going to begin to digress. And so Pharaoh sent. The guy said to Pharaoh, said, I have a wrong. Since there's now a challenge, I know a boy in the prison. I had a dream. My friend also had a dream. Nobody could interpret the dream. But this guy interpreted the dream. Gave everyone according to their dream. So, yes, go to verse 14 and 15. And Pharaoh sent and called Joseph. And they brought him out hastily. Meaning that the same place where you feel, I've been delayed, the day you'll be needed. In a hurry. Oh, yeah, come. No protocol, no signing out. Just bring him out. He's needed at the top. Say, hey, you sign out. All his belongings, when he entered prison 5 years ago, we could say he will not need them again. They brought him out hastily out of the dungeon. Well, it looks like as they were dragging Joseph. Joseph, yeah, it's time. The king needs you. Yeah, Joseph said, hey, hold on. Wait. He must have heard something. They need an interpretation. I'm the only one that can do it. The king can wait. When you have value, protocols can wait. When it is favor, it can leap on somebody else. But when it is value, protocols can wait. Understand that? This is a very serious one. So he paused. Because now, it is obvious nobody else can do what they need him for. So the whole Egypt was on a standstill. So he paused. And he shaped himself. They didn't say Joseph be shaped. He already had the mentality of the throne. His mind was not in prison. He might be in the prison. The mind was not locked. The problem is that you allowed your mind be in the same problem you are in. He shaved himself. Then he changed his raiment. We need to meet at the level of mutual value. If he came out with the prison clothes and appeared before Pharaoh with prison clothes, Pharaoh would just look at this. Pharaoh would just look at him and say, "Toh, he's a prisoner. Give him food." Are you aware that as at the time Pharaoh said that he interpreted the dream, he now went forth to say, "Let's look for a man who is discreet and wise, who can do." See, he didn't just interpret the dream, he gave solution. Interpretation is the gift of the Spirit. Solution is wisdom. Beyond the gift he had, he has wisdom. That I have an economic policy that if you implement, when other nations are stranded for 7 years, based on my policy, you will not lack food. But look for a man who is wise, having known that all wise men had failed at this. Don't Pharaoh say at all, "Who is wise but you?" Do you know that if he was wearing prison clothes, Pharaoh will not consider him? He will feel a prisoner does not have capacity. It will be later at night before Pharaoh will now say, "Hold on a minute. Ah, the guy was even a prisoner, but he can do the job." There is a way not to appear when your light shines. Am I before the wrong people? There is a way not to, because the reason why I'm saying this is because I am prophetically calling something out. Many of you are going to begin to sit in certain corridors that you have admired for a long time. And it matters how you will enter. When you get before Pharaoh, you owe him no explanation of how you got to prison. Enter into the joy of the moment. Forget about the story of how you got to prison. It doesn't matter and it can't matter anymore. In one moment, he was in the prison. In another moment, he was in charge of the whole of Egypt. Potiphar and everyone that tripped, they will now have to come and say, "Well done, sir." It did not come out from the prison by favor. It was the value he represented. Favor may bring you out. He can't put you in charge of the land. No, sir. Favor does not have that jurisdiction. Let your light so shine before men that they will glorify your Father. He said, "Kings will come to the brightness," Isaiah 60, "of your what?" This one is not just shining torchlight. This one that kings come to, you must explode. The era of holding back is enough. Do you know why? There are many Josephs amongst us. It is anyone who solves the problem that will be assumed to be the only anointed one. Let me come again. There are many Josephs amongst us. It is the one who solves the problem that will be assumed to be the only anointed one. I sense that God is saying ahead of 2024, push out. Enough of being obscure. Enough of doing it small. Enough of starting small. Let's just manage. It's time to push it in the fullness of the potential, in the depth of the wisdom and what God has graced you with. It is time to launch out, knowing fully well this one now is for kings. It's time to pull off the prison garment. It's time to shave. Joseph was, listen. As I studied what Joseph was doing, this move is only the move of a man who knows, "I only need one opportunity. I don't need two. I don't need three. I have waited all my life for just, now that it is with Pharaoh, let me shave. I am never going back there." Is there something you know you are never going to go back to? Is there a dimension you know you can never be back to? Is there something you are aware of? That, listen, I am not just going out by mistake. I am leaving this level for good. You can never find me there. Is there a dimension like that? Can I give you 1 minute? Is it too much? To fan what I'm saying to flame. And say, yes, this is the moment. This is the moment. This is the moment. No. I have not been waiting for 20 opportunities. Just one is enough. Just one. Based on the level of value, capacity development. What I've trained myself to do. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Now listen. While you are in that waiting season, don't mourn it. Build capacity that requires just one exposure. While you are in that waiting season, don't cry. Don't mourn. Build your mind. Make sure your mind is not in prison. While you may be... Listen to this. There is a way life is designed. Listen. That if a man has more than enough and his mind is very poor, it is important that the finance adjusts to the level of the mind. If the mind of a man is wealthy and there is no resources in his hands, the law of God's justice demand that the level of resource must meet up with his mind. How do we shift in Spirit of Light Church? It is the mind first. And that's why no matter how big where I meet you is, I'll tell you it's small. The Bible said in 3 John verse 2, it said, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul what? You will prosper in other things once the prosperity of the soul goes forward. But if you prosper in those things and your mind is impoverished, it is important by the law of justice that impoverishment catch up with that mind. You are the reflection of the state of your soul. Listen to what I'm saying. Is there a capacity you are seriously building now that you know I just need one opportunity to do this? Listen. Many believers mourn and cry, oh God, open me up, expose me, let my helper see me. But they lack the capacity to draw the attention of the lips in the desire. They lack the character, they lack the integrity. This is a sober moment. And I will need somebody to cry to God now. Help me to be readily prepared for the lifting my destiny so desires. Help me to build strength on all sides, both of character and of capacity. Is that the way you pray? Help me. Help me. Help me. In Jesus' name we're praying. We cannot have a takeover church if they are still praying for favor in the hands of unbelievers. We cannot. We need a level of a generation of believers who will rise at the level of value. That your placement will be on the platform of mutual value. Not just favor. Don't have escapist mentality. I just want to escape poverty. No! I am rising as a giant. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? Is it making sense what I'm saying? That if your job is the work of a photographer, you are not just saying, just one opportunity, just take the king passport. No. Your work has gone ahead of you to announce you. Because when they see, they wonder, who is this mind? Who is this around the town? Is this fellow in Nigeria? But instead, what we do, listen, what we do in the body of Christ is escapist mentality. Is escapist mentality. There are certain dimensions. Listen to what I'm saying. Look up, ministers. Some people are pastors. Hear me well. There are dimensions your ministry cannot smell without influence. Can I come again? There are dimensions your ministry cannot smell without influence. It is important that the light of God shines upon your life. And it shines so bright that men are seen. Listen, I discovered something in God that I don't have to be everywhere for our churches to grow everywhere. The light of God's influence can lift me from where I am. And men begin to ask, where is this ministry? And the ones in Warri say, oh, we had the ministry at so and so place. The ones in Benin say so and so place. The ones in Lagos, so and everywhere will begin to grow without traveling anywhere. It is called the light of influence. This year you prayed for favor for house rent. Make sure it is the last time. Make sure it is the last time. This year you waited by the roadside and said, God, now I want to know if you love me. Let somebody come and give me a lift. Make sure it is the last time. In the first place, you have no business being there. It is good when you are getting married, people give things to you. It is fantastic. But it is only beautiful if you were not waiting for them. If you were waiting for them before you could buy a wedding gown, before you could buy a cow and all those things. In all honesty, that's not favor. It is something very serious. When Jacob came to meet Esau, the Bible said he separated his band into two. Got some cattle, brought some things. He thought he would meet Esau at the level where the guy was the pauper. And Esau said, I don't need these things. I'm blessed. So I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Because Isaac told him, he said, when you become restless, you will break the... So as far as he was concerned, Esau broke the yoke for their generation. He was the best. He was, for their time, he was the rich guy. He was the prosperous guy. The only part he could not take was the exchange of seed. The fact that the Messiah will now come through this one, he can't change that one. But as far as he was concerned, in his own lifetime, he broke it. You will break the yokes. Again, I decree you will break the yokes. Listen, there are places you are looking for favor to enter, but it is not favor that will bring you there. They will need you. When they need you, it is not favor. No. When they need you, it is not favor. When you are a girl and a man is marrying you, he's doing you a favor. He needs you. It doesn't matter how highly placed he is. God described you as his helper. He's not doing you a favor. He needs you. Do you understand what I'm saying here? I see the church shifting from needing favor to giving it. From being in desperate need of, oh, just one person to help us escape, to be the one who is now lifting up. See, the strategy has changed. By 2023, 2024, anyone who is seen giving testimony like, they almost sent me out of the hostel, blah, blah, blah. And then one of my uncles sent 20,000. You will know that he's old still. Because God is raising giants who don't have business being in that situation in the first place. Oh, I'm a musician, I sing. Oh, I'm a tech expert. Oh, I'm a creative. Oh, I'm a fashion designer. Can you live your life in such a way that you only need one opportunity? And I give you a phone call. And I said, Funke, is that you? Say yes. Say, listen, as I'm speaking now, I'm with the First Lady of Nigeria. And I've told her about you. They will send you a measurement. Can you make something? Do you have a level of value that can connect at that level? Favor is not God robbing Peter to pay Paul. Until you bring something of value to the table, it is injustice. What did I say? Until you bring something of value to the table, it is what? Can you please pray? Father, I grow in value. Not just in waiting. Can you pray these prayers? Help me to expand capacity. Please pray. Mm.
shall flow even rivers of living water. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yes. In Jesus' mighty name we're praying. Now there is a dimension in the blessing called excellent spirit. Listen. One of the components of the blessing is something called enlargement of heart. Enlargement of heart and largeness of heart are not the same thing. Enlargement of heart is one of the things responsible for the manifestation of excellent spirit. Enlargement of heart is the reason why you will have the biggest church in the environment, but you say it's not enough. The problem is the level people are that you are pitying them. That is the lack, the size of their mind. That is the size of their desire. I saw this practically while we were on campus. One of my friends got a D in a course that we took together, and I was so angry. I mean, how can you get a D in this course? We need to complain and request for your papers to be remarked. And he laughed in a very strange way I've never seen in my life. And he said, Abba, there's no need to recall it. He said, this is my capacity. I said, my God. There are people you are praying for God change their level, but internally, they have accepted as their capacity. When you have, are you following what I'm saying here? When your heart is enlarged, you will never be convenient with being a mediocre. It is one thing you must see that guarantees that indeed there is a bright future. You cannot place the possibility of a bright future on just favor. There must be something you are bringing to the table at the level of value. And that happens when your heart is enlarged. Yes, everybody is praising what you are doing, but you say, I can't sleep. It's not enough. This is not the best of God. Until you get to that point, sincerely, certain prayer points. You see, in Christianity, we are funny. We make it look like as long as we are prayerful, we have the advantage. It's not true. Should God cheat the whole community and reject the one who has the capacity and pick the one because this one just prayed? No, we know you prayed, but what problem can you solve? We can't see any. And say God will honor the prayer. No. To your prayer, add virtue. There must be something coming. We bless God for the hand laid on you. We bless God for the impartation. But what you do, and at the level you do it, how many continents can it survive? The things you do, how many platforms can it withstand? If we call people who think differently, will they not rubbish all these things? You can be a one-eyed man in the land of the blind. Are you following what I'm saying here? Place your hands on your head. Father, anoint me today with an excellent spirit. Cause a shift and a revolution in my heart. Let there be a shift. Shift me, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. So listen, as you begin to do the right thing as a church, you will never have to pray that, Father, as our members are coming, hasten their step, come speedily. You never, because they are actually running to church because of the value you bear. Certain prayer points are a sign. You don't even know the protocols. There are protocols, guys. And men can rise through knowledge. Men can rise through knowledge. If you take all the branches of Sphere of Light Church today, take all the instruments, take every money in the account, and put me in a place to start afresh, in less than 6 months, we'll have more. Because at certain point, your asset is no longer physical things. Let me tell you again. When you are at the level where you are just escaping poverty, your access is in things. Your asset is in things. But at the level of administering value to nations, your asset is no longer those things. If you strip me of these things, how can a Warren Buffett, who is not a born-again Christian, give 90% of his money to Bill Gates Foundations? And in another 2 years, he was back among the top guys. What does he know about the blessing that you don't know? That's why you fight for money. You fight. You are even wrestling with God over your offering and tithe. Because you think that is your asset. And you neglect the blessing on the head. The capacity to think with a different expression. To see what nobody is seeing. I see ministers ask questions. Why all these are Father's body of Christ? Bishop, why can't they just call 100 ministries and just bless them with 10 million naira each? That's not the pathway of greatness. No. As you ascend through the ladder, something is happening to you that makes each level legitimate. You cannot be thrown over the ladder. The protocol will draw you back. Unless you have bared the level of value for that place. But to come, to stay, and to dwell, you must understand the protocols. Through wisdom, a house is built. By understanding, it is established. There is a need for knowledge, for the rooms to be filled with pleasant riches. You need to know something to fly. I told the pastor something. I said, by 2024, the smallest branch of Spirit of Light Church we are starting will have at least 500 members. I did not say that with hope. I say because I entered into a body of knowledge. Every year we had, I predicted before we entered. Do you understand what I'm saying? We don't predict new year by prophecy alone. We can predict the new year by looking at growth. Listen again. That's the reason why many of us are frustrated through prophecies. Any prophecy you receive, that the level of what they said you will have is not in alignment with the growth you have, is not yours. This is how to know what is not yours for the new year. They prophesied this year you will marry, but you know, I have not developed the capacity for that yet. What I need now is just a relationship. Discard that one. It's for someone else, not you. Even if they call your name, it's for another person with the name. I am saying you can accurately predict the next year by looking at the growth quotient. I knew when I went to pray, shut down in fasting and prayer. And I wrote down three things you begin to see in Spirit of Light Church. They are all happening. And I've also entered. And I see I have the secret place to enter. I mean, this one is shut down. When I enter those places were days of fasting. The only thing I come out with, expect this from us. Expect this from us. It is not, we trust God. We trust God looks very, very powerful, but it is religious. When you don't add it, it's not like you are not trusting God. Say, I thought, what's your plan for 2024? We are trusting God. That person doesn't know what to do. I am saying we can accurately predict the next phase through knowledge. Looking at, now I have known this. It is against the law of justice for a man who knows this to be at this level. I saw an analogy yesterday, and I want to give you the same thing. Pastor Joseph, please come. If Pastor Hiye Adeboye should enter into this room now and just say, I'm hungry, how many of you will still be here standing? I bet half of us will be out of this place looking for the best place you can get food through, because the level of transformation that has happened to him does not permit that kind of problem. The issue is that your growth is tolerating your problem. No, that's what is happening. The level of transformation you have is still compatible with the problem. It is compatible with the fact that you'll have to pay for rent every year. It is compatible with the fact that you need transport and wait by the roadside. I say this under God with all humility. By the level of transformation that has happened to my life, rent can never be a prayer till I see Jesus. There are people who will say that, you want to kill us? You mean apostle was thrown out of the house? Where were we? Because certain level of growth is not compatible with certain problems. Stop just crying, God, take me out of the problem. Will you please grow? Isaiah 10:27, to come to pass afterwards. Listen to this. That I will break the yokes of the Assyrians from off your shoulders, and the burden shall be destroyed by the reason of the anointing. Another translation says that the yoke will no longer fit your neck because you have grown so fat. Meaning that increase is actually anti-yoke. There are certain yokes that can't enter because of growth. Please, do you understand this? I mean, we stay in our estate in Abuja. I love to jog to the gym. I jog to the gym trying to exercise myself. Many times I see cars parking, people turning, that's supposed to be. If I decide, I say I want to trek from, no, the level of growth will not allow it. Somebody somewhere will have to park. It is good that we are praying, but please add growth. So that your prayer will be of strong effect. It is very powerful we are praying, but do what? Add growth. There is a kind of transformation that will happen to you that Ife cannot contain you again. And it will be just. I decree and declare over everyone here, there is no more guesswork. That doesn't sound like your prayer. There is no longer assumption. You will never have to guess again. From today, you know exactly what to do. Listen, how many of you are aware that a major key has been given to you today? That you are not to live here still praying the same prayers? In all honesty, sir, there are things I know will happen in Sphere of Light Church. Because through walking with God, it brought me to a level of growth where I began to see the things I've seen somewhere before. Now I start seeing them different. And I now understand. Little wonder we are at this level. Now I know we are ready for the shift. When you come to that level of transformation, you can speak as a prophet. Knowledge is very prophetic. And say, expect this from us. Expect this from. The reason why I announce it, because it will come to pass. We have a facility that we are going to buy. The facility is over 200 million naira. I said we would have bought this facility before August. And it is not going to be with sweat. Oh God, it's a body of knowledge. When you see people who are where you are not, beyond laying on of hands, seek to know what they know. If their hands come on your head and you shift, you will only be a visitor. Your knowledge will bring you back to where you used to be. But if you get wisdom from them plus impartation, you will climb fast and you will remain. I decree. From today, your future will no longer be a guesswork. You know exactly what to do. You will not diminish in value. You will rise to the place of God-given influence. It will not be an advertisement of mediocrity. When there is influence and shallowness of mind, the man becomes a picture of mediocrity. It will not be you. You will rise to a new face. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, FLAME. To partner with FLAME, kindly make use of these account details. 22150052 89 UBA